Over the last week, we've been having conversations about each Nobel Prize, and with some of them, it's not clear yet how the research that led to the prize will be applicable. Sometimes it takes decades to find that out. So we wanted to go back into the Nobel vault and check up on some old prizes. Joining us now to do that is Jeremy Berg, editor-in-chief of Science Magazine. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Nice to have another Jeremy on the show. And we gave you some homework, which was to come up with a couple of examples of this science that maybe seemed off the wall at the time, but is now applied in a practical way. And your first example takes us to the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1952. Tell us what that was for.
So the prize was for the development of new methods for nuclear magnetic precision. So the discovery earlier was that the nuclei of atoms, like hydrogen atoms, are little magnets. And the question is, how strong were the magnets? And so two groups independently actually figured out very clever ways of making these very precise measurements of the fundamental physical property.
And how did that turn out to be useful to us many, many decades later?
Well, this turned out to be incredibly important. At the time, they were very proud of the fact that it was pure physics. One of the winners, Felix Bloch, is alleged to have said the nicest thing about this, that it's pure physics and will never have any applications. Then it was discovered that different atoms, so that say the hydrogen atoms in water and those in methane and natural gas, were different by this very precise measurement. And that opened up into the most powerful technique in analytical chemistry. So chemists throughout the world use what's now called NMR every single day. And there was actually a Nobel Prize in 1991 recognizing that. And then with those methods, people moved on to larger molecules, biomolecules in biochemistry. And there was another Nobel Prize in chemistry in 2002. And along the way, there was a method that was originally called zeugmatography, which was using NMR for imaging. It's now called MRI.
Uh-huh.
So when you hurt your knee or something else and get an MRI, that's all based on the same physical principles. And absolutely none of this was anticipated at the time.
So this prize from 1952, if we hadn't had the discoveries that led to that, we wouldn't have an MRI.
Correct.
Wow. Okay, your second example is the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1973. Tell us about that one.
So this went to E.O. Fisher and Jeffrey Wilkinson, who were two inorganic chemistry for what are called sandwich compounds. So there was a compound that had been discovered accidentally, the structure of which was sort of mysterious, and they both figured out it was like a little molecular sandwich with two flat molecules on top and then a metal ion, an iron in the middle. And this was a completely novel kind of chemical bonding, which fascinated chemists. And it was, the Nobel Committee was very aware of the nature of this prize. The press release is entitled Chemistry for Chemists. And then the quote, the announcement says, This year, the prize has been awarded for work, practical applications of which are not very obvious.
So what are the practical applications?
Well, the class of molecules they discovered, first off, turned out to be incredibly important in the chemical industry. So academic chemists use them all the time. They're used in the chemical industry for as catalysts for example, making plastics, for polymerization of small molecules to make plastics that are in all kinds of products. And there are new methods being developed all the time. For the original molecule itself, it's now found a new application. When lead was taken out of gasoline, old cars that require leaded gasoline, you can't use leaded gasoline. It turns out there you can add ferrocene, this compound that they worked on, and it has the same role. So you can buy special additives, at least in the UK, to add to your gasoline to make your old car that wants leaded gasoline run better. It's also being used now in potentially for drug discovery, so both for anti-cancer drugs, there are experiments that have been done, and for other sorts of drugs, just the shape of the molecule is such and its reactivity that it could be interesting in that regard.
Hmm. Very interesting. So maybe in 20, 30 years, we're going to find out what this week's and last week's Nobel Prizes really mean to us. Jeremy Berg of Science Magazine, editor-in-chief there, thank you so much for doing that homework for us and enlightening us. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.